Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, has signed Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Small Business Administration or the Government of the United States of America to promote cooperation in small and medium enterprises. The MOU was signed between Secretary, Ministry of MSME, SCL Das, and Administrator, SBA, Government of the United States of America, Isabel Casillas Guzman, in New Delhi yesterday. The MOU provides a framework for both sides to discuss issues concerning MSMEs and explore possibilities of cooperation. It envisages exchange of expertise between the two sides on issues related to improving MSME participation in the global marketplace. It also provides for the joint conduct of programs for women entrepreneurs to empower them and facilitate trade partnerships between women-owned small businesses of the two countries. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday said that the government is committed to achieving poverty-free villages. He emphasized the need for imparting skills to people and capacity building to achieve this goal. He addressed the officials and students at the National Institute of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj in Hyderabad after a meeting of its General Council. Stating that rural development is a priority for the government, the minister said rural areas and villages are being provided with road connectivity, drinking water and power supply. He added that providing employment is key to rural development and that 10 crore women in the country have acquired skills while playing a crucial role in the changing economy of the country. He said a poverty-free village is his dream and achieving a self-sufficient village is not difficult. Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Demchen Imna Along, has asserted that to make Nagaland a prosperous state, teachers need to play an influential role to change the society. Speaking during the graduation day of Modern Institute of Teacher Education yesterday, he said a Naga society will be built by the quality of the people and not by materialism. Along said that our state is suffering because of literate people and not because of educated people who understand empathy and are responsible. The minister asked teachers to do their job well and be resilient and be proud and humble in their assertion. Minister for Housing and Mechanical Engineering P. Pashang Mungpa Chang yesterday inaugurated Government Higher Secondary School Hagushang Twensang. He expressed hope that the upgradation of the school will provide quality education and inspire ideas and discussion to uplift students to greater heights. Chang also hoped that it will encourage healthy competition and provide equal importance in academic and co-curricular activities. He reminded the teachers that they are the pillars of this institution and the future of the students rest in their capable hands. The minister also acknowledged the government for its concern on advancing education. ENPO delegation and ENLU representatives headed by ENPO President A. Chinmak Chang and former President R. Tsapikyo Sangdam had a fruitful meeting with the MHA committee and delegates led by A. K. Mishra and Rajesh Kampli yesterday at BSF Patgaon, Azara, Guwahati. The meeting discussed the status of Frontier Nagaland Territory and a way forward action plan on the issue. ENPO delegation was represented by ENPO executives, representative amongst the tribal presidents, frontal organization presidents of ENGOA, ENSF and ENWO. Deputy Commissioner Zunupudo Rahul Panutas Mali has notified that all single-use plastics, carry bags, irrespective of microns, and all single-use plastic bottles for water and soft drinks below 1 litre are hereby banned in Zunupudo district from 1st August. The DC said a penalty of 10,000 rupees for first offence, 20,000 rupees for second offence will be imposed from the defaulters. The DC added that for subsequent offence, a permit cancellation will be imposed. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.